I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. Coming up, we now bring you a story from Public Post, VPR's coverage of cities and towns from around Vermont. And Public Post is made possible with support from Merchants Bank. This week, VPR's Amy Noyes reports on a Berry company that hopes to achieve new heights with an emerging technology.
In a shared office space above a coffee shop in Berry, a small startup company is making lofty plans. And like so many other big ideas, one of the first stops on this journey was a trip to the local library. But business partners Andrew Glover and John Parker didn't go to Aldrich Public Library to check out books. They were there to make a prototype. Their company is called Immersive Technology Studios. It's Vermont's first virtual reality, or VR, studio, where they produce virtual reality tours.
We create highly realistic, interactive, and immersive virtual reality environments that people can explore on VR headsets, as well as computers and mobile devices.
That's founder Andrew Glover. He says that last part is important. Immersive Technology's virtual tours are accessed from a web browser instead of an app. That means the tours can be viewed on any computer, tablet, or smartphone. Right now, Glover says his biggest customers are real estate agents offering virtual tours of properties for sale. However, he says, there are more than commercial applications.
We're actually looking at educational applications, doing virtual tours of national historic sites, as well as our most recent project, Vermont Peaks, where we're hoping to hike our VR equipment up to the top of Vermont's five tallest mountaintops.
On Friday, the company launched a Kickstarter crowdfunding campaign for the Vermont Peaks project. As Glover explains,
it's a combination of art, photography, nature, and technology all combined into this virtual reality experience. So we're planning to hike our equipment up to the top of Mount Mansfield, Camel's Hump, Killington Peak, Mount Ellen, and Pico Peak, and capture these environments with our VR equipment, bring it back, convert it into a tour that people can really experience these really awe-inspiring views.
Campaign backers will get early access to the Vermont Peaks project, which will eventually be freely available online. And backers at the $25 level will be sent a VR headset through which they can view the tours. High-end VR headsets cost hundreds of dollars, but the cardboard version Immersive Technology is distributing is more affordable. It looks something like an old-fashioned ViewMaster toy.
What I have here is what's called a Google Cardboard VR headset. And it's literally just that. It's just a piece of cardboard. It has some special curvature lens in it that you use as your viewport. And it has a flap that you can open up. And you place your phone right into the headset, close it down, and you're ready to go.
The Vermont Peaks project involves hiking specialized equipment, such as a 36-lens camera that looks something like a wiffle ball, up some of Vermont's steepest terrain. And, as Glover explains, they also use some more traditional photography equipment.
What that consists of is a very sturdy tripod with a special mount where a DSLR camera with a wide-angle lens can perfectly rotate every 30 degrees around a central point, and it essentially is able to capture the full environment. And we bring those images back to our studio where we can stitch them together into what we call a photosphere.
A photosphere is a 360 by 360 degree photograph, which the studio can manipulate and add interactive elements to create a virtual reality experience. Here's how that works back at our virtual public library.
So as you walk through the library, you're able to select where you want to go. So right from the start, you're going to go right into the entranceway, and you'll have the option, well, do you want to go upstairs or do you want to continue right into the main room? And you can literally select all this right from your computer, or if you have a VR headset on, you can use your head to look around and really feel like you're there.
While virtual reality is an emerging technology, Glover says the premise of his business is something much more ingrained in the culture.
We're all about telling stories, you know, and that's the heart of a lot of life is telling people stories.
And with that in mind, the local library seems like an appropriate place to start. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.
To take Immersive Technology Studios' virtual reality tour of Berry's Aldrich Public Library, head on over to vpr.net.